Is folic acid the same thing as folate? Both folic acid and folate are the same vitamin, vitamin B9, just slightly different forms of it. Like several other vitamins, vitamin B9 has a synthetic version called folic acid and several other types found in foods. Although all kinds of vitamin B9 do the same job in your body, they look slightly different and some are better absorbed than other forms. Vitamin B9 was first discovered and isolated from the leaves of green leafy vegetables. Researchers named the new compound folium from the Latin word for leaf, folia. The scientists identified four closely related naturally occurring compounds that work as vitamin B9 in our bodies, and they called them folates. While folates are the naturally occurring vitamin B9 compounds, folic acid is their synthetic cousin. Folic acid is more easily manufactured and absorbed into the body than folates and is widely used in vitamin supplements and in fortified foods. Folates and folic acid, abbreviated by capital F, capital A, have an essential role in supporting new cell growth, particularly for a baby's developing nervous system. Around the third week of pregnancy, the brain and spinal cord start developing from specialized cells called neural tube cells. A lack of folate or folic acid at this critical point can prevent the healthy development of these neural tube cells, preventing them from creating a whole brain and spinal cord. This results in severe and preventable birth defects called spina bifida and anencephaly. In spina bifida, the spinal cord remains unfinished and exposed to the air from gaps in the bones of your back. Anencephaly occurs when significant parts of the brain and the skull fail to develop, causing death within hours or days of birth. Providing adequate folic acid or folate levels in very early pregnancy reduces these severe birth defects. Because the critical time of formation of the brain and spinal cord occurs well before a woman would even suspect that she is pregnant, it's best to get supplemental folic acid before a pregnancy is confirmed. With nearly half of all pregnancies in the United States considered unplanned, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, along with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommends that all women of childbearing age take 400 micrograms of folic acid supplementation daily. In 1996, the FDA required that folic acid be added to all enriched flours, breads, cereals, pasta, and rice, along with other B vitamins like thiamine, riboflavin, and niacin, which are vitamin B1, B2, and B3. Although this resulted in a significant decrease in neural tube defects, there was very little change in Hispanic women's birth defect rate. So in 2016, the FDA approved the voluntary addition of folic acid to masa flour, which is used to make tortillas, tacos, tortilla chips, and tamales. One of the most common assumptions is that because vitamins are natural, if there is a benefit with a standard dose, a more massive dose will give even more benefit, more being better. Not so with folic acid. Taking too much folic acid can cover up vitally important clues to diagnosing and treating a painful type of anemia caused by a deficiency in vitamin B12. A significant deficiency in vitamin B12 intake can cause pernicious anemia, causing mental confusion and leading to irreversible nerve damage. Taking large amounts of folic acid can mask essential clues to diagnose pernicious anemia before it causes the irreversible nerve damage. Large amounts of folic acid confuses doctors and delays an accurate diagnosis while the patient is suffering additional mental deterioration and permanent nerve damage. To avoid this, the FDA recommends that the maximum intake of daily supplemental folic acid be 1,000 micrograms or 1 milligram. The labeling of some vitamins is also changing. The FDA now requires products containing vitamin B9, which is a folate, to label their content with dietary folate equivalents, DFEs, instead of folic acid by January 2021. The equivalent recommended daily dose of 400 micrograms folic acid for women is 600 micrograms using the newer units DFE. Here are four final facts about folate and folic acid. Number one, for best absorption of folic acid, take it on an empty stomach. Food can decrease the absorption of folic acid supplements by 20%. Number two, all children of childbearing age should get at least 400 micrograms or 600 micrograms of DFE daily. Some women may need more. Talk to your doctor about what is best for you. Number three, the upper limit of safe intake of folic acid and folate is 1,000 micrograms or 1 milligram daily. Folic acid tablets sold without a prescription must contain less than 1,000 micrograms of folic acid per tablet. Number four, green leafy vegetables are an excellent source of dietary folate. Other good sources of folate include bananas, melons, lemons, tomato juice, orange juice, beans, and mushrooms. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.